Welcome to the Beer Healer Interviews. I am your host, Chris Lukianenko, and I scour this big brand land of ours, looking under fermenters and behind mash tuns to find the best beer stories to share with you. The Beer Healer Interviews is now available on all major podcast services. If you like the show and want to help out, can I ask you to simply rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts or your preferred podcast service? Just leave a few words and a rating and the podcast gods will do the rest. By doing this, you'll help others to discover the show more easily and hopefully get more people interested in this great industry that we call craft beer. It's Sunday afternoon and I feel like a beer. It's been a big week working from home, and as of tomorrow, I have my dear children joining me. Oh, the joys. It could be worse, I guess, as I know there are many amongst you right now who are doing it pretty tough. And my heart goes out to you and your family. I'm not sure there's really much that I can do to help, so I'm just trying to, take people's minds off the shit stuff, even if it's just for half an hour or so while I tell stories on this podcast with my mates. So I decided that this afternoon I didn't want to drink alone. Instead, I've invited a couple of my mates to join me. The man with the best beard in Tassie beer industry, sorry Jimmy Anderson, who has in the last 12 months broken the no IPA rule at Moobrew and also produced a hazy as well. Who can forget half-naked Dave McGill flipping his hair back in the water in their social media campaign? Absolute gold. And joining him is the Tassie beer scene's Frank Costello. Look it up, peeps. He's the guy that brings everyone together in Tasmania despite differing opinions and agendas, all for the good of keeping the peace and creating an awesome indie beer scene in Tasmania. Cryo Malt's John Burridge. Welcome aboard, boys.
Thanks, mate.
G'day, mate. Good to be here.
Good. Let's crack those cans.
You.
All right.
Beautiful.
John, tell me what you're drinking.
Mate, I'm on the Hobart Brewing XPA.
Nice.
Yep.
Dave?
I'm on the Shambles Summer Ale, actually.
Oh, I was almost going to grab one of those myself out of the fridge, but because I had you on, I went with the Moobrew Session Ale.
Oh, sensational.
I thought I'd better do the right thing. Happy Sunday.
Cheers.
Jeez. Okay, so let me ask, who is suffering from coronavirus information overload right now?
Yeah, most definitely, mate. Accurate information as well. We're definitely not suffering from, but
there's a lot happening out in the market at the moment, and a lot happening obviously on the news lines. And yeah, it's hard to keep track on obviously the global effect, but then the local effect as well.
Yeah, bloody oath. Now, look, before we get into the Tassie beer scene, I actually want to know what is going on in your working lives right now. So what's been happening this week? Dave, how's the last 2 weeks been for you?
Yeah, look, mate, really tough. There's been a lot of conversations that I never thought I'd have with some of my staff in the industry. A lot of conversations with a lot of good mates who I've worked and worked with for over, 20 years in the industry. And I've shut a lot of beer systems down, and we've, nearly stood down, virtually stood down nearly half of our workforce.
Shit.
We've got 4 area managers that were predominantly on premise, and obviously that all finished up. We have a third party that distributes our packaged product. So, so that's been pretty tough, and casuals on the packaging line, and any non-essential staff are working from home now, which, again, as you will well know, presents its own issue.
Challenges,
isolation's concerned. And, I've, been into quite a few restaurants and pubs that mates run and blowing gas through the beer lines for the last time, for who really knows how much longer for. We're just trying to keep the brewery staff healthy enough and safe enough so that we can keep on putting beer in cans and keep on putting it out the door. And I've made it, clear in no uncertain terms that, all the brewers now in Moo and myself have an obligation to make sure that we self-isolate as much as possible and keep the brewery ticking over and for the foreseeable future for all the other staff.
Yeah, for sure. What about you, John? Being that you're a supplier of breweries, what are you saying?
Mate, sadly, Dave's story is one I'm hearing all too often at the moment from all the corners of the Australian beer community and also internationally. it's not an easy time. Obviously, having all our on-premise venues simply shut up, and that's quite a chunk of beer volume there. And as Dave explained, the ramifications of that flowing back through the breweries and how they're affected has led to some tough decisions for a lot of breweries. And all we can do it at this stage, and from my company and from my point of view, is keep the lines of communication open, offer some support where possible, and you know, a bit of reassurance that as a supplier, we're going to be looking after our brewers and our customers as best we can. And I think focusing on the future and seeing that, you know, we talk about breweries going off into the wilderness during this time, but the key for us is to make sure as many of these breweries come back on the other side and fire up and get back to that great point that this industry was.
Yeah. I know in my business in software, we're doing the exact same thing. We know that people are a little bit too afraid to be buying our software right now, so we're, you know, supporting them as best we can with their, you know, ongoing decisions and ongoing support for what they may have with us, and working on a few plans to sort of, you know, keep things just ticking over so that once things do start to get back to normal, we can reignite faster than maybe our competitors. I think that's the key thing. You just need to be able to get yourself to a point where you're ready to go, should that be 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 3 months.
Yep.
That sort of thing. But it's difficult when you, as you say, you've got these workforces that you can't just keep them on doing nothing, can you?
No, it's, you know, I guess there's a couple of saving graces in, well, not silver linings, but everyone that I speak to says they're all in the same boat. And that actually resonates throughout this process, because everyone is in the same boat, and doesn't matter if you're a multinational or a local independent at the moment. There's a lot of reps that have been, you know, stood down and back in, you know, like ours, are on 2 days a week and asked to take annual leave for the other ones, and they're not going to go anywhere because there is nowhere to go. So hopefully, if you know, hopefully, if your the culture in your business is strong enough and you can look after your individual employees when this does blow over, which it will, it's a little bit difficult to see that, I suppose, when everyone keeps on telling us it's going to get worse before it gets better. But it's not like, you know, it's not like an individual brewery hasn't done well, fallen over, and therefore their staff are out for free gain. I think there'll be a level of respect, and I think everyone will just, you know, want to go back to their respective positions and just get the job done.
I was having a chat with a couple of mates this week around, you know, how we can pivot at this time, and, you know, there's that whole adage that out of crisis comes innovation and all that sort of thing. And you know, a lot of the guys are going online with their ordering and distribution. And I know Dan from Black Ops was offering assistance there, but then you get to the point where it was like, okay, that's one thing to set up an online shop. It's not going to solve everything for me, but it's going to help. But then you got to frigging distribute that stuff out. And that's a challenge in itself, dealing with companies who may also be suffering from exactly what you're suffering from. So unless you're maybe like a Will Tatchell that seems to do a lot of stuff himself, what do you do?
Yeah, I tell you what, it has brought out a great side of innovation from a lot of breweries, and we're seeing, like you say, home delivery, breweries turning into drive-through bottle shops. We're seeing free delivery. We're seeing, you know, it's the old analogy, if you can't go to the beer better come to you. And it's good, but, you know, I had a little moment this morning where the realization sunk in that that's great, but that's only essentially a Band-Aid, I think, at this time. Yep. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'd love to see that these mechanisms support breweries for 3 and 6 months, however long this goes for. But the honest truth and the honest answer to that, I personally believe, I don't think it's going to keep them going for that period of time. I think there's going to have to be some serious decisions made back of house.
Yep.
We're seeing one of the brewers actually explained to me, it's like you're a basketball team right now, and you've got your offense and your defense, and your offense is out there coming up with online stores, and you're doing specials, and you're teaming up with people, and you're creating new and innovative ways to get your beer to people. but then back of house there's your defensive team, and they're making the sad cuts to staff and cost cuts and just trying to keep the mechanics of the business going back of house. So it's tricky, but yeah, there's the innovation is one of the positives I've seen coming out of it. And
the other thing, John.
I was just going to say whether that I always look forward to how that's going to impact into the future on how we do business as an industry.
Because the other thing about that is, you know, if home delivery was viable, you know, the brewing industry and hospitality industry is such a competitive industry that
they'd already be doing it.
They'd already be doing it. Yeah. If it was, I mean, obviously, you know, our delivery driver is on the packaging line now because he's a full time employee, and we've had to pull them all back. There's a lot of insurance issues about having people on the road, and a lot of that kind of stuff that it makes things hard work. Fuel itself, you know, some people obviously don't have the company car to be able to do that with. So if you're doing that in your own car, how does that look for insurance and stuff like that? So it's a bit of a minefield, I reckon, for a few people that need to sort of. It's all well and good if you want to go out and do it, and that's great, but just make sure that. You know, it doesn't lead to a bigger problem if someone has a car accident or something like that.
You guys are pretty well connected around Australia with many friends in many states, in many breweries. Have you actually heard from anybody that's saying, "Oh, no, we're good, we're doing well"?
No,
no. I was expecting that answer, but I was just wondering.
You know, Jane Lewis, who I hold in, you know, regard as a very close personal friend, and. Probably one of the most ferocious business people I know, with a tenacity that's sort of unsurpassed by most people, wrote me a message the other day, asking how I was. And, she said it was the toughest week of work she's ever had. And that's saying something for sure.
Bloody hell. Yeah, John, you heard anything positive, mate?
Oh, mate, I see positivity in the innovation coming out, and I think the spirit of some of these people, and Jane Lewis is a great example. Not only is she one, tenaciously doing everything she can to keep her business afloat, but the presence to check on other people during this time is just
an awesome
tribute. Yeah. Sadly, yeah. Unfortunately, not many good news stories. There's been a couple of small breweries that were already doing the home delivery thing, like and they have their beer club setups. They seem to be continuing on, but they're still taking a hit. So
yeah, and then I guess if we do go into this lockdown that's been talked about, all of that stuff probably dies too.
One other thing, we did notice a spike in homebrew sales.
I was in the shop this week.
Yeah,
I was in my shop, my local homebrew shop in Liverpool Street, Hobart, this week. G'day, Pete. And I said, mate, how are you going? I'm thinking he was going to tell me, oh, this is terrible, because I actually was buying up enough to brew 3 beers to help me get through. And he said, oh, I've had people coming in. I've had blokes coming in to get their kit and kilos, and one bloke bought like 12 cans of Aussie lager and all this. He said, like, I've been flat out busy.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping he can continue that, but you feel that might drop off at some stage too. But
yeah,
it's a positive.
Yeah, talk about an industry that's that home delivery could actually, you know, be pivotal in their continuation. So we're seeing that across the country. Homebrew shops have whether it's a panic buy and it's going to reside, but they've all had a reasonably good result given the situation.
And speaking of, I've just kegged my most recent homebrew, which we used the hops you gave me, mate, the demos, I think it was the Parto, the Falconer's Flight, and I forget the third one that I put in there.
Zythos.
That's it. That's the one. So that was put into keg yesterday, and so I'll be trying that probably in the next day or so. And the last one that I made with the other lots of hops that you gave me, again, I forget which ones they were. I'm not doing a real good job here. I took a 2-liter growler down to my dad yesterday because, you know, we're sort of keeping away from him with the kids and all that sort of thing. And he sent me a picture last night of both him and mum actually drinking that. That was like a sort of like a hazy pale ale without the haze, pretty much is what it turned out to be, but nice and juicy and all that sort of thing. And he said, oh, this is great. I love it. Even your mother loves it. She's worried about how high in alcohol it is because normally she drinks mid-strength. I was like, he said, like, his words were, how high is the ABV on this thing because your mother needs to cook dinner? I was like, you know, he's in his 70s, he's old school. I was like, just order in, Dad. It's about 5.5%.
Can't work drunk, can't work at all.
Exactly. So, yeah, he was very happy with that. So he's looking forward to trying the next. And, in fact, he said, have you got any more? So I dropped him down another 2 liters this morning. So good times. So it did give me – in what has been a fucking shit week, it gave me a laugh. Good on you, Dad. So,
I like the statement, even your mother likes it. That's great.
It was the best beer I've brewed, even your mother likes it. So let's try and spin it and keep this positive thing going. So the Keeping Local Alive campaign seems to be going well. I checked before we jumped on air and almost 2,000 posts on Instagram. I've seen some great beers. I've seen some very pretty looking beers. Haven't seen a lot of video yet, but it feels like there's a bit of groundswell going on there.
Yeah. Go, Barrage.
Yeah, definitely. I think everyone's just in a bit of shock at the moment. And as time goes on, people are going to have some more innovative ideas and creativity is going to start to flow again. And I think we're going to see some pretty cool media content come out of this, trying to keep the spirits up and, you know, keeping people's sanity in such a tricky time. So I look forward to where it's going to go.
Well, I'll probably be making more content because usually I'm not a weeknight drinker at all. Just it's just usually my rule. But working from home and being under a fair bit of stress with how busy I've been from home, I've been having a beer every night. So you might be getting regular beer videos from the beer healer.
Jeez, mate, it's lucky I don't produce content. Yeah. There's not a bandwidth big enough, I don't think, for the amount of beers I have midweek. But yeah, look, and that's an interesting thing, this Keep Local Alive. I do think that, you know, everyone keeps on, and I don't really want to harp on about what media talk about too much, but everyone says this will change a little bit the way in which we do business, and it will, because this is, you know, I think Australia, or especially Tasmania, will probably open up, you know, for internal business quicker than maybe the rest of the mainland, and then we'll see the mainland open up. And, you know, but we could be 18 months away from seeing sort of an international contingent sort of, you know, travel stuff again. You know, who knows which airlines are going to be able to come up with this. I mean, you know, airlines run pretty lean budgets at the best of times, so the idea of having 6 months worth of downtime is pretty hectic, and so the Keep Local Alive thing, you know, I think it's a great campaign, and I think it will draw that focus on the local industries, and you know, Australia is a big place, but I don't, just because we're in Tassie, I don't see not supporting independent breweries everywhere else in Australia as local. I feel that, you know, I feel we're local everywhere, and not just Tasmanian beers, which, you know, obviously this weekend will be fantastic. But, you know, if you are in a bottle shop or something like that, it's important that you do choose independent local beers even in your bottle shop, because there's a lot of technical, boring statistics that go into a brewery and how much they sell through some of these bottle shop chains like ALM and Dan Murphy's and stuff like that. And now more than ever, it's important to hold your ranging in those kind of bottle shops to be able to access the consumer. And so if you are in a bottle shop and you do see a local independent anywhere in Australia, especially Tasmania, but make sure you grab it, because those statistics will actually then help that brewery maintain that ranging.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been taking the same view, because I've sort of been posting, I know this isn't my local, but it's someone's local, so I'm keeping someone's local alive, I suppose.
For sure, and, you know, the amount of jobs, and we all know that breweries create a sense of place, you know, like there's a lot of places, you know, with, you know, Seven Sheds up in Railton and those kind of places, you know, Will, especially up at Van Diemen. You know, they're very indicative of a certain place, and locals are very proud of that, and, you know, I know that, you know, Capital and Bent Spoke in Canberra, you know, the two big ones up there, you know, I mean, those guys hang their hat on that, and it's a pretty cool little town, but, I mean, those guys are feeling the pinch, no doubt.
Yeah.
And so that kind of, you know, purchasing power that the consumer has is definitely not lost, even though you're buying in a bottle shop.
Yeah, yep. Just before you go on, John, I've never heard anybody call Canberra a cool little town before in my life. I'm sorry.
I don't like what comes out of there, but other than the beers. But I managed to drop my New South Wales reps Uber rating by nearly a couple of points, actually, one night in Canberra not that long ago. So she went from a 35 to about a 4.8, I think. So you know you get negative Uber.
Dave's angling for a career in politics after brewing, that's for sure. that's a very good point that Dave raises, and it's great to see a lot of people going out there and supporting their local in this time. And I was at a certain cider venue today, and I spoke to the owner.
You're trying not to name them. I was going to say you can give them a plug, but you might not want to.
The second part of the story gives something away, but But yeah, he was saying how that the community support during this time has been fantastic, and you know there's a lot of pride, and you don't want to sort of go out there too hard and ask for some help. But he was just blown away by the amount of community support. And one of the other things, when it comes to buying from these bottle shops, I mean, you know, a lot of people sit there and they go, I don't want to buy from BWS or Dan Murphy's because, you know, they're the big guys. But I agree with Dave, you've got to continue to support your local independent breweries that do supply through those avenues, because if you don't, they will decrease the ranging. And to give you a bit of inside knowledge, I heard today that Dan Murphy's dropped their trading terms on a supplier from 90 days down to 14 days, given the hardship. Which I was pretty blown away by that, and I was like, that's a really cool thing to do at such a tricky time, and especially for these local independent breweries that do supply Dan Murphy's and BWS, getting that money in 14 days makes a hell of a difference.
So, that's awesome.
Yeah, really good to know.
Yeah, no, nice stuff. Nice stuff. Maybe they're not so bad after all. All right, let's switch our attention to the Tassie Brewers. Is having a moat around us maybe a positive thing at this time in terms of the? I know it probably is for the virus keeping people out, but what about keeping the beer in? Or what do you think?
Yeah, look, it's interesting because. Everyone says that the industry is sort of banding together and working together really well, but we've always done that. So I guess when the media or people in general sort of expect, you know, like businesses to sort of get together, there's, you know, the brewing industry in Tasmania is a pretty tight-knit community anyway. So normally, though, when we help each other out, you know, someone's short of something or, you know, someone needs a bit of technical help or something like that, you know, it's not that we're all cooked. Which is an interesting, so it's an interesting time at the moment within that industry. I'm a firm believer that Tassie has enough people that care, and Tassie's brand is strong enough in the fact that the people within Tasmania believe in it. It's not just to say that we've got the highest revisitation of any state in local tourism, which we do, which is fine. That's really good. But I think over the last probably, you know, 10 to 15 years, and particularly in the last sort of 5 years, the general public within Tassie are very proud of the hospitality and food and booze that comes out of Tassie. So I think that they'll support that when things start to get back up. So I don't think it's a bad thing that we're at where we are at the moment.
Fair enough. John?
I think, as Dave said, we've got a beautiful community down here, and you know, even back to my days when I was at Moo, bloody Tasmania was a stronghold for Moo Brew, and the locals really took that to heart, and they made sure that they supported us where they could. You know, some of the results we do down at Taste of Tasmania and across the state, and it was really heartwarming. And, you know, then I'd go and travel around other states and I'd see other breweries and they'd be like, oh, what's the beer scene like in Tasmania? I'd be like, it's bloody great, but don't bother coming down because we've got it stitched up. And I think that's, you know, whilst there's been an increase of breweries down here, I think that proud ownership of Tasmanian breweries has continued on. So we love to look after our own, that's for sure. And I think that's probably going to strengthen during this time.
Yeah, no, I agree. Which brings me to the Isolation Beer Festival. Who's going to put their name to this as claiming it as their idea?
Well, I think Will Tatchell will put claim to the idea of gaining the information from somewhere else. and when he presented the idea to me, I was like, well, stuff it, let's just do it because I've got nothing better to do.
Can't hurt.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah. I think you know, as a sort of spokesperson for the Independent Brewers Association down
as,
here.
As the Frank Costello, as I put you.
Jesus, you're blowing me up.
Do you know who Frank Costello was?
Oh, I wouldn't have a clue, mate.
So I've been watching this, The Godfather of Harlem, with it's been a series on Stan, and it's all about, you know, this character around Harlem who was he was in charge of the African American gang, and then you had the Italian gang and all these different other gangs. And Frank was the guy who brought everybody together, even though they wanted to all kill each other. He was like the man in the middle that could bring everybody together to get them all to agree and fight for a greater good. So that's you.
Geez, you must have some good dreams at night time.
That's pretty fitting though, Barry, because nearly everyone wanted to kill you at some stage.
So, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Very fitting that you're in that position.
Bloody convicts on this island.
I'm sorry, mate. Back to you.
Yeah, Will and I spoke about, and I was like, no, let's give this a crack. And I suppose at the time I was I think he just got me on a day where I was like, let's just do it. I don't want to go out and ask for permissions or anything like that. Let's just crack ahead and make it happen and really first and foremost try and get as much support to these local breweries to hopefully extend their period of operation or prevent a staff member going off full time or whatever it would be, anything to help. So the first aspect of it was to look after our local brewers. And then the second part is, well, you know, let's not look at this as a time where we all sit at home and drink by ourselves. Let's actually let's get some content going. Let's get some, I suppose, some social media and around that, you know, you're not in this alone. And we took the Indie Beer Day campaign with the hashtag. And obviously the hashtag is Taz Indie Beer.
Yep.
But given what's happening with the Keeping Local Live, that's our sort of secondary hashtag, so Keeping Local Live.
And I'm just slapping them on both on everything I'm doing.
Yeah, the update for it. We love it. That's the idea of it. Like Keeping Local Live is the national side of it, and then Taz Indie Beer is the Tassie side of it. And you'll see the local breweries start to post a little bit more on it this week and in the lead-up. And eventually I'm calling on all the breweries to hopefully provide some content so that when you look up that Taz Indie Beer hashtag at some stage on the weekend or even now or earlier, there's some content there that can show you, I don't know, a virtual brewery tour or an online tasting or Tasmania's number one beard in the brewing industry, Dave McGill, Meet the Brewer session. Things like that basically bring a bit of that excitement of a beer festival to the home.
So what are we actually doing this weekend? Because I'm a bit confused because I've organised for my mates together to get together on Friday night for a Zoom call. We're going to have a chat, a video chat. There's about 9 or 10 of us, I think it'll be, and just get together, to check in, see how everybody's going, you know, share stories of how much their kids are shitting them and that sort of thing, and hopefully be drinking some Tassie beers. Is that kind of the idea?
That's a bit of the idea, yep. But at any stage, you know, through the weekend, you can look up the hashtags and hopefully there's some content that you can go and view and learn something about a brewery. You know, you can connect with other people that put photos up and say, hey, I noticed you were drinking Moo Brew Pilsner. What are your thoughts? You know, I support these breweries. Just opening the dialogue and the communication on a social media platform so that people understand that they're not alone. We are all binding together to help our local breweries in this time of need, and we're going to have a bit of fun while we do it. So get around it.
Yeah, fair enough. And because Dave and I actually ran into each other this afternoon at my letterbox to get some headphones to record this, and we were actually saying that that's one of the biggest things actually out of all this is probably going to be the mental health side of things.
Yeah. Look, I think we're not seeing the full impact of that just yet. I go back to Jane Lewis. You know, at this time of year, it's just important that we are all checking in on each other. And what a great way to do it! Just having a social beer at home, you can get on Zoom or whatever. What do you call it? The video sharing apps and have a beer with someone. There's got to be
you
fantastic.
Sound very, mate. You are totally up with the technical shit here, aren't you?
Well, considering how long it took you to get onto this phone call,
mate. Yes, true.
innovation. I use an app called Blue Jeans for all my meetings, and then all of a sudden, there's this massive shift to Zoom, and I'm like, what the hell is Zoom?
Mate. I'm the one in tech. Leave that shit to me. Dave, have you got anything planned specifically for Moobrew?
So obviously we haven't just yet. We've been I'm catching up tomorrow with Tim to start to work through it. And we've actually got the entire Mona comms team as well, because as you can imagine, Mona comms is pretty quiet at the moment. And And there's a fair few creative humans that are chomping at the bit to do something. So I reckon we've probably got a week's worth of horsepower to get something up and over the line. So hopefully we can get some live interaction. Hopefully I had a chat to Will Tatchell. And, we sort of talked about doing something between a few of us to get together and rehash a few old war stories, like, you know, when Briggsy dropped his pants at the Independent Beer Awards. Briggsy's from Open House and he dropped his pants at the Independent Beer Awards. Well, let 700 people from the brewery industry walk past him, including his wife who walked out the door and left him.
My God.
Yeah. So, if we can generate some of that kind of, content that's probably going to incriminate a few of us, then I think that'd be part of it, and opening up the breweries, it's especially with Moo, we do brewery tours every Friday afternoon, but we're not probably the most accessible brewery kicking around as far as that kind of stuff's concerned. There'll be a few of those things that hopefully we can bring to the online community
So what, you'll do some kind of like a virtual tour, do you think, where you just walk around with someone following you with a camera and share it with everybody?
I've always wanted to do a full drone virtual tour of a brew day on a timer. Like, I've always wanted to sort of get that over the line. And it's one of those, the funny thing is with obviously things slowing down at the moment, especially at Moo Brew, and I'm sure for a few other breweries, that the time to get stuff done that was what we always intended to do in the first place when we were making beer has come about. So, things in the brewery and conversations and some process controls and some quality control stuff and, recipe development and stuff will take place over the next sort of, however long this might go for. So, we'll probably come out of this with, a couple of pretty solid beers, and with Moo there's some changes with the core range that'll probably happen over the next 6 months, I would imagine, and they were going to happen anyway, but they'll happen over time, and we're still in negotiations with ALM to release our IPA in can as a core range, hopefully in Tasmania alone in packaged product. I'm pretty adamant that we're not going to just fall over on this one. So we should hopefully see IPA and bottle shops in can for the first time ever and not in keg.
Happy days.
Which is unusual.
Yeah, nice.
In the next couple of weeks, ALM have been really supportive. They're probably going to back us the same as the stout. The stout will come out again. And so we're kind of a bit like Jane, one Jane's message said was, fuck it, I'm ready to fight. And it kind of sums that situation up. And
it's exactly what you're saying there, is that out of crisis comes innovation and other ideas and new ways of doing business. So that's really awesome to hear, mate.
There's I think Dave was there when we actually did this, but there's a little shack on the west coast of Tasmania at the Pine River Heads, and after way, way, way too many beers, a little thing was created. It was called the Ideas Cupboard.
Yeah. The Ideas Cupboard.
And basically what happens in these times of stupidity and craziness, you just put things into your ideas cupboard. But it's a bit like me, 99% of it's no good, but, you know, you get that 1% out after all this has resided and you've got some gold. And, yeah, yep. Dave's right, you fight with it, you pull these ideas out and you give it a go, you know. It's, yeah, it's a time to get creative, and then you've got the time to sit there and assess your options and what you can do and think about how you can realign your business as well. So
yep, I liken it to me today having to clean out my fucking attic because I've been here for 2 weeks and there's been shit building up around me for ages because I'm upstairs in the office seeing it every day. I'm like, we are cleaning that fucking thing out today. So same, same, but different.
I pumped the tyres up in my Subi today with a bike pump. it actually took more time to do that than what it did to drive to the servo and risk touching somebody else's germ. So, there's going to be some long times over the next 6 months, but hopefully the beers will be all right on the back end of it.
Good stuff. All right, gents, I'll let you get back to your families on this Sunday night. I'm going to go and crack another beer because I didn't bring a second one up to the desk. Thanks for joining me, fellas. Thanks for letting me know on what's been going on around the country from your perspective and around Tassie, and also, you know, what's been going on with the Isolation Beer Festival this weekend in Tasmania, which is the 4th and 5th of April, correct?
Correct, yep.
Good stuff.
Hashtag Taz Indie Beer.
Yep. Hashtag, thank you for the reminder this weekend. Thank you for whoever told me I was spelling stuff wrong this week too on all my hashtags. I'm back. I can spell.
Thanks very much to yourself for always taking the angle, mate, and always being there and getting us involved because without people like yourself, the industry wouldn't really stand for a great deal. Everyone's, you know, got some stories and some individual hardships and some stories, but if they're not conveyed in a kind and intelligent manner, then we wouldn't get this stuff over the line. So thanks very much for your time. Yeah.
Appreciate it, mate. Yeah. Happy to be able to help. It's the least I can do.
Also, a bit of a shout out to all our hospitality mates during this time.
Yeah.
You're not alone. We're all feeling for you. We're all here for you. And, we hope that at the other side of this, we look forward to sharing a beer without isolation in your venue soon. Yeah.
Yeah. Good stuff. All right, gents. Thanks very much for your time.
Thanks, guys.
Catch you soon.
Cheers. Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. I really hope you enjoyed the episode. If you have an interesting beer story and want to be a guest on the Beer Healer interviews, send me a message via my Facebook page. And once again, if you want to help out the show, a simple rate and review on Apple Podcasts or a follow, like, or share on any other podcast service will do the trick. I'll catch you soon.